Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome home to SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog. We are Scott and Kelly. It's 6:35.
And it's Wednesday, so we're asking for a friend. And I know my friend is already looking forward to coming home after a cruise she's getting ready to go to on. So they're doing the booze cruise for her other friend who's getting married. So it's a bachelorette party on a booze cruise. And Scott, I know as a dude... What?
Okay, so define the booze cruise. Is this one of these just weekend turnaround?
Yeah, down to Mexico, get off, get a little drunk.
And everybody spends most of the time just...
drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And I mean, you have women at home, but do you know the drama that can go on with girls, specifically bridesmaids that don't know each other?
Well, luckily, I have never been... a bridesmaid, but no, I was in a few weddings in my day, and you would hear little things about, man, they're going at it. They really don't like each other.
It seems like every single wedding I've been in, and even my own, there were some sort of bridesmaid drama. So my friend who's getting ready to go on this cruise, of course, there's another bridesmaid who she's not fond of. The other girl doesn't really like her, but now they're stuck on a cruise ship for 4 days.
4 days.
Yeah. Huh. And she's like, God, you know, if I just couldn't go, or, you know, if I could say I don't want to go, I wouldn't go because it's just so uncomfortable. This chick's just not a very nice person.
Well, but at least, you know, alcohol always makes these situations better.
That's the other thing. Yeah. She's like, we're going to be drinking. We're stuck on a cruise ship. Ooh. She's like, you know me, I will probably throw this chick overboard. So she's like, I just don't know what to do. And I was trying to tell her, I'm like, oh, good. I don't think there is anything good. I would tell you not to drink, but I mean, that's going to make it even more miserable. So, yeah.
And yeah, stuck on a cruise ship, that's, it's not like you can say, I'm going to run down the street and go catch a movie or something. You're kind of trapped. And if it is a small group, do you know how many people? Is it like five, six, something?
I think there's like 10 going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's enough. Maybe she could disappear discreetly.
But it's also a bachelorette party, so she doesn't want to disappear. She wants to be there for her friend who's getting married. But it's one of those situations where it's just like she's totally dreading it.
Wow, boy, that is awkward. Eesh. I don't know what the moral of the story is here. I was about to declare one, but I think I'm going to wait until we get some feedback. If anybody has ever been in this situation, or maybe you've got some advice on either A, how to deal with this bridesmaid that she doesn't like, or B, how to just disappear, how to get out of this.
We need some tips for dealing with an annoying bridesmaid, and even better if you've ever done this on a cruise ship, because just those close quarters, this could be really, really ugly.
All right, we are here and anxious to hear what you say. We're at 1-888-431-3764. You can use that one same number to text us or to call us, 1-888-431-3764. Does this happen a lot more, these bridesmaids go on the road together?
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
All right.
All right. Right now, 7:10, it is asking for a friend. I have a friend who is going to be leaving on a cruise. It's a booze cruise for a bachelorette party. And like most bridesmaids and bridal parties, there is that drama that goes on between bridesmaids. So she's not happy about going because there's this one bridesmaid that just is really annoys her. And she's like, we're going to be drinking. We're on a cruise ship. She's like, I'm going to want to throw her overboard. So she was asking me, she's like, do you have any tips or advice on how to deal with this bridesmaid? Here's a text message says, I am currently in this situation. She needs to keep the fact that she does not want to ruin her friend's wedding center of her mind. She wants to be a good friend.
Right.
So maybe drink a little less so that she can be aware of her actions and her words. This person said that's exactly what I'm going to be doing this Saturday.
So don't start drinking until 1. I think that's the rule. Another text says, I just went for a bachelorette party on a cruise. There's another one. There are a couple of bridesmaids I didn't get along with. I actually got into it with one of them at the formal dinner.
Oh.
There will be plenty of stuff to do to escape from seeing everyone.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. On line 3, what do you think?
I think she just needs to suck it up for her friend, and she's a true friend to the bride, and just deal with it. it's just for a few days. You just gotta remember, it's just a temporary thing. It's not like you're gonna have to spend the rest of your life with her, but
right.
tell her to suck it up for a few days. Like you said, she'll be drinking, you know. And a ship is plenty big to get lost on.
Yeah, and when you're drinking, nothing ever goes wrong.
Nothing.
No, never. I always think of that movie Bridesmaids. It turned out to be anything stupid like that.
Right?
I didn't see that one. My wife loved that movie.
Oh, that's a good one.
Should I watch that? Is there any truth to that movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to get a glimpse into what I'm talking about? Watch that movie. Definitely. Okay. Exactly. That's pretty much what it comes down to. Now, there were a lot of text messages of just that, exactly what that caller was saying, where she just needs to suck it up.
Yeah.
Check out this text message. Said the same exact thing happened to me. Everybody told me, suck it up. But honestly, I paid the money to go on the cruise. So I wanted to do what I wanted to do while I was on the cruise. So if she doesn't feel like hanging out with the other women, she should just go to do what she wants to do. She paid to go.
Now's a great time to try parasailing. I've always wanted to. Final text, Booze Cruise and Bridesmaids. Do you know what a great TV show this would make? Oh, heck yeah.
Is an awesome idea. We might be onto something, guys.
You know, Say Yes to the Dress is going to run out of gas at some point.
Yeah.
713 at K-Frog.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.